hard-fought game, one of those close games that I talked about between you guys in Delaware, and unfortunately for you guys, come up a little short, 31-17. Just give me your assessment of the game on Saturday.
Yeah, it was a really good CAA game, you know, 17-17, you know, late in or early in the fourth, and, you know, just for us, just too many big plays to overcome. You know, give them credit, they made the plays when they needed to, and just too much momentum that we tried to overcome, and it was just back and forth all game. You know, I thought we had it early, then they took it back, 14-10 at half. You know, we did a good job off a turnover in the beginning of the second half, getting a field goal out of that, and then we went right down the field to make it 17-17. Thought we had it back, and then ultimately the backbreaker was the muff punt inside the 10, and they scooped and scored that for their touchdown, and kind of never recovered from that. So give them credit. Their kids made plays, and but for us, it was just too many of those momentum swingers and just plays to overcome in a football game.
Before we talk about the game, we talked last week, that game being played in Portland, and looked like a pretty nice crowd, over 7,000 fans on hand. What was it like playing in Portland for you guys?
It was good. It was good. I think, you know, our guys were helped out by the fact that we had our spring game down there last spring, and, you know, I think logistically, obviously, there were some challenges just from it being a high school facility, but certainly, you know, we thank everyone involved for making it as good as we could, and I thought... you know, I thought the structure of the game was good. I don't think either side was affected by it at all. And at the end of the day, we were playing a football game on a field. So, but certainly for us as our program, getting us down there into the Portland area where we have a lot of alumni, just branching out and trying to show our product. And it was a really, really good game for those fans to see. And hopefully that gets them to, you know, come back for a game up here.
We're here with Maine coach Joe Harrisiniak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that posture.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Good morning, Joe.
What's going on?
Okay, now, obviously, with the title hopes dashed by Saturday's performance, a loss, I mean, how do you approach the last two games? I mean, you know, obviously you want to finish with wins. You're still playing to, you know, close out with a winning record. Do you experiment at all? Try a few different players, start looking a little toward next season, or just basically how are you approaching that? Is Micah done for the season?
You know, we talked after on Sunday. We know the playoffs are out, and, you know, that's hard to swallow. So we gave the kids 24 hours, and, you know, they have off today as well, and we'll start back up on Tuesday. But, you know, we're going to be ready to play. You know, I got to make sure that as the head coach, we have to be ready to play every game. And we have an unbelievable opportunity to play an FBS program, a team that used to be in our league at Fenway Park. I mean, if you can't get excited for this game, then you probably shouldn't be a part of our program here. So, I got to make sure that comes from me. I think our kids will do a good job with it. You know, we all needed time to get over that tough loss, and certainly I think we will give them time to do that. So it's got to start with me. I got to get over it, and we got to move, push forward, and our true identity will be shown, and the culture of our program will be shown, and how we react to having our playoffs, you know, taken away from us, and we got to see if we can get back on it. But I think the message will be right, and we'll fight back, certainly.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Mendia with the Daily News Record.
Hey Joe. I as you know, I cover JMU, and I think at this point in the season, I was just kind of curious with just how well their defense, JMU's defense, has played all year. I kind of figured it'd be a good time to ask, you know, the coaches that have faced them, if you could, what's the best way to attack that defense and try to exploit, you know, anything that they, I don't know, that they leave out there to exploit? I don't know if there is a way, but if you could, is there an opinion you have about the best way to attack that defense, considering how well they've played this year?
You know, I think just from my perspective of a former defense coordinator and being one in this league, I mean, when we've had good defenses here at Maine, the way we get attacked is you got to win your one-on-one situations, whether that's through the air or if it's a running back versus safety in the hole. I think that's probably the best things that they do is they make the tackles in open space. They win their one-on-one pass rushes, and they win their one-on-one battles down the field. So you're going to have probably opportunities to do that. It's just if your kids are mature enough and ready to make those plays against the number one team in the country. And I think that's what it comes down to. I don't really think you're going to truly out-scheme them or anything like that. I mean, they're a solid defense. They're well-coached. It's just going to come down to you got to win one-on-one battles in big-time games. And I can speak from our perspective, we're not doing that right now. And I'm sure that teams that go against them in the future just have to win the one-on-ones.
Got it. Thank you, Joe.
Yep.
I have a follow-up question from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Vanguard Daily News.
Hey, Joe, 451 total yards, so moving the ball wasn't an issue. You've talked to us a lot about not finishing. What do you do? What are your concerns as you now go ahead? What are things you earmarked now for the last two games as far as, obviously, is that one area you just feel you got to finish? And then defensively, you haven't really given up big plays until last weekend. So what are you focusing on this week?
You know, offensively, like you said, we moved the ball pretty well against a really good defense. And again, it's just the consistency and kind of what I just talked about with the last question is just our guys are struggling to make some plays at some opportune times. And, you know, we're in the right spots, whether it's execution or physically being able to make that play. You know, it's just not happening right now for us. So the only thing we know how to do is just keep coaching the right things and eventually our guys will hopefully make those plays. But that's kind of where we're at offensively. We have good scheme. We have a good plan. We've been moving the ball. It's just about taking advantage of some opportunities that we're letting slip through. And, you know, the other side's kind of making some plays on us. So, and then defensively, you know, it was tough at some points because we felt like we didn't play the way we've been playing. You got to give credit to them. They had a good scheme with Joe Walker. I believe that's his name, and number three there. They moved him around, did some different things with him, which we weren't prepared for. They hadn't shown that. So that challenged us a little bit. But ultimately, you know, we probably didn't tackle as well as we wanted to, and then just our communication on a lot of their formations wasn't really in the right frame of mind. So, you know, we just got to keep plugging away. I truly believe we're coaching the right things and teaching the right things. And, you know, we just got to keep grinding away at it. That's the only thing that I've been, you know, taught in my young coaching career to try and do, and just grind away at it, and eventually, hopefully, everything pays off in the long run.
Thank you. Yeah.
Joe, we've talked a lot about Josh Mack this season, but 173 yards on Saturday against the Delaware front. It's been pretty stout against the run. Can you talk about his effort and maybe the offense, the effort of your offensive line and being able to put up those kind of numbers against them?
Yeah, like I said, we had a really good scheme going in. We've done a great job with that all year. Josh obviously, you know, reaps the benefits of that and the O-line, and certainly he does his job as well. He ran downhill, you know, made some guys miss in their secondary on the second level. But certainly I got to give credit to the O-line. You know, we were down two starters there too, and I just think what we've done the last 2 weeks with that happening has been pretty impressive from our coaching staff to be able to come up with a game plan and just a scheme to get that done. So, but again, it's about taking the next step and finishing some drives. But certainly, Josh and the O-line is why we're at where we're at right now, and the positivity of that. So, we'll try and run the football again this week against a talented team. And but I think our kids should have confidence building off what we've done these last couple weeks.
And then defensively, Deshaun Stevens makes his first career start and comes up with 14 tackles. Just talk about his performance Saturday.
Yeah, Deshaun's a bright young player for us. You know, redshirt freshman. You know, we had two redshirt freshman linebackers starting on Saturday. We had a true freshman safety play. So it's exciting to see. But certainly for Deshaun, he's been on our third down packages, and he made a huge sack at Albany before they missed that field goal. He kind of pushed him out of field goal range a little bit farther than they wanted it to be. Just a great kid in our program that's going to be a really, really good player. You know, obviously he was behind Taji Lowe right now, so we're going to have to find a way to get him in some packages and do some things with him. But certainly to go into that game as your first career start and come out with 14 tackles, you know, it was really impressive. And we're just excited, obviously, about those couple guys and a lot of the young guys we got playing right now.
Before I let you go, you talked about it a little bit, but how did the game at Fenway come about, and how much after, like you said, after the disappointment of what happened Saturday, is it good to have a game like this on your schedule to get your guys to point towards and get excited about?
No, you're right. I think it's probably the best game that we could probably have lined up after after losing on Saturday and just kind of realizing that, you know, the playoffs are gone. So, but certainly, you know, we it was just, I think in the beginning it was just our FBS opponent, and then it just kind of got worked out that we were going to play down there in their Fenway series. And it's just a great opportunity for us, for our program, the alumni base in Boston. We have a lot of alumni down there for New England football in general. I mean, it's Maine, UMass, an old rivalry. You know, we've played them, obviously, when I first got here because they were still in the league, and then we played them once when they were FBS, so this will be the second time. And, you know, our kids should just be excited about, you know, taking a part in history and trying to make it a memory that they can remember forever. So we'll get back to work, and we'll keep grinding at it, but certainly our program and our university is very excited to be able to be a part of this.
All right, Joe, thanks for your time today. Good luck on Saturday against UMass, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right, thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
All right. Yeah, you too.